Good morning. I am Deacon Andrew Ames Fuller, and today is Friday after Ash Wednesday, February 16, 2024. Our lesson today is from Ezekiel 18:30. Repent and turn from all your transgressions. Otherwise, iniquity will be your ruin. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the penitential shadow of Lent, we find ourselves walking through an ancient forest where the trees are tall scriptures and their leaves are the words of prophets and apostles. The call of Ezekiel is like the deep roots of an ancient oak, urging us to unearth our hidden iniquities and plant instead the seeds of righteousness. As we tread this sacred grove, the rustling leaves seem to whisper of repentance, of turning away from the blight of sin to embrace the flourishing life of the Spirit. As you step into the quiet of the Lenten forest, what burdens are you carrying that need to be laid down at the foot of the ancient oak of repentance? Here, in the quietude of this divine arboretum, we encounter a serene glade, a clearing bathed in the light of godly virtues. Feel the peace that surpasses understanding as it blankets the grove in a holy hush. Our sojourn bids us rest here, to meditate upon whatever is true, noble, right, and pure. Each a flower blooming beneath the oak's vast canopy, their fragrance the peace of God guarding our hearts. As evening descends, the forest transforms. The psalms become nocturnal creatures. Their verses, the hoot of an owl, the firefly's glow, the nightingale's song. They serenade us with the deeds of the Lord and the depth of his forgiveness. And we are reminded that even in the dark, the forest is alive with his presence. In this Lenten wilderness, we are not merely wanderers. We are pilgrims guided by the North Star of the Gospel. Christ himself walks with us, his words a lantern illuminating the path, sanctifying us in the truth as we journey toward the cross. In the silent spaces of your heart, as you walk through the forest of this season, what is the nature of the ground where you plant your hope and trust? And in the quiet company of these towering trees of faith, what whispered truths do you need to hear and hold close? Let us continue our pilgrimage through this forest of Lent, with the bark of contrition and the leaves of prayer, until we emerge into the clearing of resurrection morning, where the forest sings with the joy of new life, and the ancient oak stands witness to the eternal truth that death has been swallowed up in victory. Let us pray. O Lord of the sacred forest, guide our steps through the Lenten wilderness. Like the ancient oak, may we stand firm in your word, drawing from the deep wells of your righteousness. Let the seeds of repentance take root in our hearts and bloom into a garden of peace, that we may emerge from this season sanctified and renewed, ready to celebrate the victory of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.